Next up on our agenda is the MGO, implementation plan progress, and that's going to be led by Bill Herber. Bill, are you with us?
I am, Chair Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning. Take it away.
All right. Good morning, Chair Kelly, State Forester Hirsch, members of the board. For the record, my name is Bill Herber, Deputy Director for Administration. With me to my left is Sabrina Perez, Senior Strategy Manager. Today we are going to give you a brief update on the department's implementation status of the MGO recommendations, but more importantly, provide introductions to our partners that will support us through this endeavor. Cal Mukamoto with the Mukamoto Consultancy and Leah Cochran of MGO. Last June, we touched on the assessment and recommendations performed by MGO, as well as unveiling the department's implementation management plan, our roadmap to addressing the observations made by MGO. Since then, the department has started its 21-23 biennial budget. Within that budget were investments to help the department ensure success with this implementation. To address modernization and financial improvements on many fronts, 11 positions were added to agency administration in various programs. Specifically to the MGO recommendations, the department received funding and authority to hire 3 additional limited duration staff to help us with specific facets of those recommendations. In addition, funding was provided to secure continued contracted services from MGO for technical assistance, reporting, and oversight. This oversight was not only provided for the needs of the legislature, but additionally for you, the Board of Forestry, which is why we are here today. We are currently working with MGO to fully define their statement of work that we will be operating under and wish to take into account any considerations the board may have. This is your time to establish a relationship with Leah and Cal as we move forward with implementation of MGO's recommendations. So with that, I will hand it over to Sabrina for a brief update on the current IMP status.
Good morning, members of the board. I'm Sabrina Perez. I wanted to briefly recognize publishing of the second version of ODF's implementation management plan. I do acknowledge the length, but the details are presented and tracked there for each recommendation. For a summary view of the status, I recommend focusing on the change log and the status conveyed. Staff overall are making significant progress across the board in completing deliverables towards full implementation of the recommendations. We're also recruiting for the limited duration positions to support efforts. We're actively negotiating the work order contract with MGO, and we're beginning work with a consultant specializing in change management services. And that's my brief update on the plan. With that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Leah. We have a presentation for you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Leah. I am a director with MGO in our advisory group. We also have with us Linda Hurley. She is a partner in our advisory group, and she is here for support as well as oversight. So if we can skip the first 2 slides and then jump into the third one. Okay. So the last engagement that we completed, our task and deliverables were related to accounts receivable and payable, an evaluation of the operations that included invoicing and procurement, FEMA claims, past and current practices and procedures related to accounts receivable and accounts payable. We came up with the recommendations for future policies and practices and procedures, which are included in that management action plan, and then we had a final report. So if we can go to the next slide. So here's a summary of our observations by risk areas. We had 6 high risk observations in policies and procedures, 1 medium risk and 2 low risk. In oversight, we had 6 medium risk. Finance and accounting resources, we had 2 medium risk. Information technology, we had 5 high risk, 1 medium risk and 1 low risk observation. In budgeting, we had 1 high risk, 2 medium risk, and 1 low risk. So as Sabrina mentioned, we're currently working through the contract, but what we have so far is what our scope of work will be is an assessment of ODF's implementation efforts. So that would be an ongoing assessment of their implementation efforts. Identification of improvements or gaps in desired outcomes of the report and implementation of the management plan. Recommendations to adjust those deliverables or timelines to make sure that the project is in alignment with priorities that will be identified by us in conjunction with ODF. Progress monitoring and reporting, so that'll be both internally and externally. We'll also do collaborative consultation to the context of the recommendations that we had. We'll provide direct technical assistance on implementation deliverables as requested by ODF, and then we'll have formal presentations to the Board of Forestry, Oregon Legislator, the Joint Committee on Ways and Means at a regular intervals throughout the biennium. So that's a summary. Do you guys have any questions for us?
I'm not hearing any. Carla, got a question. I think you're muted, Carla.
I'm sorry. Leah, when will we start getting our first assessments on, you know, progress and gaps?
As soon as our contract, we haven't signed the contract yet.
Okay.
So once that contract is signed, then we'll be able to have a date on which we'll have an assessment of the progress.
Okay. And then Chairman Kelly, I think it's really important that the board understands what our role in this in terms of, you know, oversight is, and maybe Cal can help really help us prepare for that as we look to our fall retreat.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Cal, do you want to talk about that, Mike?
Sure. For the record, my name is Cal Mukamoto, and I'm a management consultant out of Coos Bay. So, I think I can work with you. I'm talking to individual board members right now and trying to get a list of their concerns. And I think working with Leah and Bill and Sabrina, we can integrate that and maybe alert the staff, especially Nancy and the executive team, of things that might be highlighted in the retreat. Am I right, Nancy? Okay. Does that answer your question, Carla? Okay.
And, you know, Carla, I'll say what I've said before is that, you know, statutorily we are responsible to, as a board, to provide financial oversight over all of ODF's finances. I have stated before that the understanding that that is our statutory duty. I find that the system and the makeup of the board, as it's been traditionally, it is not made up of a group of financial experts. Overall, it's usually been preference for membership has had to do with what part of the state and industry representation, and then also a lot of people have qualified for this board based on their forestry background and or science background. All of that said, all of that's good, but it doesn't necessarily equip us to doing as a board, a great job in carrying out that statutory responsibility. And I think past history shows that it has tended to be beyond the capacity of the board. I'm thrilled that we have, you know, someone like Carla who that brings a lot of expertise and is helping us out a lot. I still continue to wonder and bring up what we can do to fulfill our responsibility better, whether we are able to perhaps create a subcommittee that advises us periodically that would be made up of financial, CFO level people with sophisticated financial backgrounds who are really capable of looking at the complex finances and advising as well. So I'll still just throw that out there for everyone to consider. I think it is an unresolved issue that for the most part is beyond our capacity. I think if we're fooling ourselves to say that we can, that we have the time and or the expertise to do a really great job of that statutory responsibility. Nancy, I see your hand there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks and nice to see Leah today, and I appreciate the collaboration on getting the contract up and running here. It's, I know there's many of us anxiously waiting, and I'm sure some of my folks are getting tired of my asking about it. So anyway, all really good here. And really just wanted to touch on, you know, one of the recommendations specifically out of MGO is really kind of getting at the conversation that I think Carl and Jim you're having, and that certainly Cal has reached out to if most if not all of you by now, and just want to endorse that at the October retreat. I do feel like it will be the platform to really inform how the board wants to work on, you know, its response, your response to the recommendation that relates specifically to that financial oversight. And I think building that out. So we look forward to that.
Great. Okay, where are we? Presentation, Cal?
I think I'm supposed to introduce myself now. Well, for the record, again, my name is Kel Mukamoto, and I'm a management consultant out in Coos Bay. You can see behind me, it's kind of was a foggy morning this morning, but that's real typical of fishing out here. But anyway, I am very happy to speak with the Board of Forestry. I've been engaged by Nancy, state forester, to assist her in making sure that we have a good quality situation for the new incoming state forester. And of course, MGO is top of the line for that. And so I've been helping, working with Bill and Sabrina and getting work orders out and things like that. And I have contacted some of you, and I still need to contact, board member Justice and board member Ferrari. I will be trying to get a hold with you in the next couple of weeks, especially well before the retreat, as Carla has pointed out. Real quick on my background, I'm a forester with an MBA. That makes me dangerous. I've worked in turnaround situations. I've worked years with Indian tribes. I've managed forests. Brenda's smiling. I have been on boards locally. I've worked in Central Oregon when I was working in Central Oregon, collaborative boards such as collaborative teams such as Metolius multi-party monitoring team, fire suppression collaborative teams. I've served two terms as chair of the Parks Commission for the state of Oregon, and I have served on the Board of Forestry. Also, I served on other groups such as the National Board for the Forest Stewardship Council. I have worked in business management. I've worked in technology. I've worked in forest products. I am quite active in bioenergy, and I've really been that interest stemmed out of my desire back in the 90s saying we need to do some forest management out here in these fire-dependent ecologies, and that got me involved with local collaborative groups. It's like a rabbit hole. You start going down into it, but I'm still very involved with bioenergy projects. So with that, if you have any questions of me, I will be contacting all board members and talking to them about what we're doing. I'm very happy to have Leah on board. I think this is going to be a high-quality team that will take you through this MGO process. And I'm mission-oriented, outcome-oriented like ODF is. I've always had a high degree of appreciation and regard for ODF. And my short time being back, I don't think the people of ODF has changed that much. I think what happened here was extraordinary circumstances outside of them, and we all are now reacting to it. And, when I was at the Parks Commission, we had similar issues. We had the big fires. We had the COVID, and I was talking to Lisa Assumption, the director there, and I was going, These are just record issues that this, you know, and yet I see the strength in ODF. I see the people. I'm very happy to be working with them. So thank you.
Cal, we're very lucky to have you, and thrilled that you're there doing that work. And you're absolutely right. I think, you know, a lot of these systems at ODF worked just fine for many years, even though they appeared to be patched together in many ways. And yet we, with climate change and with this a new fire reality, the whole world has completely shifted. So that's exactly the right way to approach this and to look at this. Carla, go ahead.
Cal, thank you. And, you know, I really appreciate MGO's leadership and support. And I think this is going to snap back really quickly and get into alignment with the leadership that we now have on this. So thank you, Cal and Bill and Nancy, as well as MGO. But I think, you know, one of the things I really want to spotlight and make sure the board is just so fully aware of, even if all 28 of these items are fully implemented and running smoothly, which I know they will be. In the last fire report, we just said have $117.5 million of big fire expenses that we need to finance. We're 2 months into our new biennium of a $522.1 million budget. That's 22.5% of our budget in 2 months. And so next year, you know, the second year of that biennium, if we have a big fire season, that's where our cash crunch comes crunching down, no matter how well we handle these 28 items. Cal and Bill, I would just really like to see a one pager that keeps all of us really informed of these big numbers and cash flow. And I've talked to Bill about that, Cal, and because you can just see if we have another big fire year where we're going to land, and we need just a really good one pager to keep our treasurer and e-board and ways and means partners really up to date on what those numbers look like. So thank you.
Okay. I'll second everything that Carla is saying, and it is important that we keep reminding ourselves that in this new reality, we still have a financing system for our large fire costs that doesn't begin to deal with it, $10 million per year, and that we will, unless there is changes at the legislature, we could be so easily back in trouble before too long. And, you know, my goal and the way I put it is that we needed to get to the place where we could be a credible partner sitting down at the table, talking to the governor's office and talking to the legislature. And I'll just keep repeating that. And as I've said to you, Cal, that I look at that in a very basic way. You become credible if you can say, this is how much we owe and this is how much we are owed. You know, just the most basic piece of finances, and we were not able to do that, and we have moved tremendously, and so I think we're entering that phase where we can be that credible partner as we sit down.
Yeah. No, Chair, may I just make one comment?
You betcha.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You're singing to the choir here. In my experience as a turnaround managing turnarounds, you don't know how many of these business turnarounds was involved, but we just did not understand cash flow and actually the actual cost of their product. And that's, I think those same principles revolve around here.
Okay. Are there any other comments? If not, I think we'll wrap this up. We're just a couple of minutes behind schedule. Real good. Thank you very much. And in this case, I'm going to move ahead to the next, item on our agenda.